what do you think about Fury making the switch over from, you know, obviously in their first matchup, he was way more defensive and looking to just stay on the outside, outbox him. He had Ben Davidson as his trainer. And then for this fight camp, totally changed his body, put on a lot of muscle, came in strong, and also joined, you know, Kronk Gym with Stewart and fully changed his style and marched right forward and controlled the distance, really. And just
brilliant. Because sometimes you got to know as a fighter and as a team, coaches, managers, promoters, sometimes you got to bring in help. You don't fire your staff. You just bring in somebody to help your staff and to help you, ultimately, at the end of the day. You know what I mean? That was a brilliant move. I think they did everything smart down to the T. I think bringing Sugar Hill in was smart, not because Sugar Hill was a fighter before, because he learned from one of the greatest trainers in the world, Manuel Stewart, his uncle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you bring all that experience to your camp? And the fight was so simple as far as making the adjustments was, walk him down. He can't fight going backwards. Stay away from the right hand. Smother him. Bend him over. He weighs 120 pounds. Like, and he can imagine. Now you put on 30 more pounds of muscle. And you still got flexibility in this.
And coach, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I wasn't Mark Breland in the Kronk Gym. I was a little surprised that he didn't believe that Fury was going to march forward the way he was talking before the fight. I didn't believe it, but he did. And I was surprised because I thought Breland had been in Kronk Gym when he was a fighter, right?
Yeah, he was in there sparring with Thomas Hearns, all the great fighters in the era.
Right, I wonder if he really expected Fury to, like, fully embrace that style or what the thought was there.
Like, Mark Breland been around the block a long time, but dude went to the Olympics and won. So he knows boxing. He was in one of the top gyms as a kid, the Kronk Gym as a kid, picked up tons of experience and knowledge at the same time. So saying that is to say this. He knew what Fury was capable of doing. He already knew it. He said, dude is super flexible. He's like a piece of biscotti. No matter how much weight he put on, he's going to have that kind of mobility. He knew that already. And then on the same time, he knows his fighter. My fighter is a 1-2 beat fighter. Hopefully, he can get over it, hit him with the big shot and get rid of him. If you give him too much, he ain't going to do nothing. So throw the 1-2, throw the double jab right hand. Finish with a hook. Basic boxing, that's all Wilder was capable of doing. And if you would have given him anything other than that, he would have done nothing and probably got knocked out in 3 rounds. Indeed.